As well as hundreds of gigabytes of documents, the Labour files include audio and video. Among them is a recording of a Zoom meeting. A senior Labour figure speaks to a large group of black and minority party employees. Years ago, she was injured in a racist attack.
I still look at the scar because it's still there, but I look at it most often in the workplace. I was held to different standards to white men, so I would be asked my opinion and immediately spoken over as I responded. My skin colour gives me visibility, and yet my experience and skills are invisible. And all these things add up to an exclusive, not an inclusive culture.
In Britain, black, Asian and minority ethnic people are known as BAME, and tens of thousands joined the Labour Party after the election of Jeremy Corbyn as leader in 2015.
Assalamu alaikum. Thank you all from all the different communities that have come here tonight.
One of those inspired to join by Corbyn was Marcia Hutchinson. She is elected as a Labour councillor, but her experience troubles her.
I face more racism in my 5 years in the Labour Party than I have in the rest of my life combined.
The Labour files includes unpublished messages from a WhatsApp group of senior management figures in the party. It refers to a black Labour MP who spoke about suffering diabetes.
Diane Abbott suddenly ill for today's vote, so wasn't able to make it.
Ha ha ha.
Doctor's note, please.
She literally makes me sick.
That's an extraordinary thing to say about a Labour MP. It's very, very shocking. And it means that the Labour Party isn't necessarily a safe space for black women.
The former opposition Attorney General, Shami Chakrabarty, is also discussed.
I'm sitting next to Shami for dinner.
Tracy Allen responds with an ice pick emoji. An ice pick was used by the Soviet dictator Joseph Stalin to kill Leon Trotsky. The files include a 100-page dossier that is compiled by a member of the party and sent to the General Secretary. The dossier concerns the rise in the number of Muslims joining the party in an East London borough.
This report describes the activities of a small group of Labour Party members involved in coordinated activities to take over both the constituency parties that make up the London borough of Newham.
The members in Newham were essentially stalked, and for me it posed a significant safety risk because in the dossier was mentioned where members had parked their cars, their car registration numbers, where their children went to school.
It looked like somebody is constantly monitoring me. I'm very upset and first of all, I'm surprised where they're getting this information from, and I'm upset about the children, underage children, being subject to surveillance.
If I was the police, I'd be looking into investigating this dossier because it strongly suggests that the Labour Party has been breaking the law.
The Labour Party says it is establishing an independent process to investigate all complaints of racism, harassment and discrimination. It has implemented codes of conduct on Islamophobia and anti-black racism and had created a diversity and inclusion board. It denies it has been involved in any criminality in Newham. Phil Rees, Al Jazeera, London.